Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Martin. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, hour number 3. You can all test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Who doesn't want to do that? Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Martin. We know that, you know, our boy Rob Parker is the better of the bunch. But guess what I've been picking over the last 5 weeks in our pigskin pickoff?
What's that?
80%.
Yeah, that's not bad. That'll
Rob
pay the rent.
G, am I lying?
You ain't lying.
80%, bro. Y'all want to know what's going on? Listen to me. That ain't no joke, man. I make a brother even want to bet. I haven't bet on any of them, but I just like the accuracy.
That's like going to a party and drinking the apple juice instead of having a real drink.
Yeah, it you know, it is, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, right now, you heard Steve DeSager. Miami's up 7-0 on Tennessee. And the biggest news there is Tyreek Hill injured his ankle, but he seems to want to get back in. He's, you know, was down for a little bit, but now he's on the sideline.
Ran off
the field.
Doesn't
have his helmet with him. Yeah, he's been running. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see him back in it. And then on the other end, the Giants just tied it up. It's 7-7 with the Packers. The Packers, look, all of a sudden they're back in the playoff race, and this is a game they need. They lose this one, they will not forgive themselves if it keeps them out of the playoffs. So we'll keep you guys posted on the two NFL games and what's happening there. But first, we want to get to some NBA. And, you know, everybody kind of, you know, lost track of this as they're following the NFL. But on Saturday, the Lakers became the champions of the NBA's first in-season tournament. And Anthony Davis was a monster, led them to a victory over the Pacers with 41 points. 20 rebounds, and I believe 4 blocked shots. He was an absolute beast in that game. But LeBron James was named MVP of the tournament. LeBron had 24 points, 11 rebounds in the championship game. And look, LeBron was the MVP of the tournament, right? It was 7 games. He was the best player for the Lakers.
So they considered the entire 7 games.
Yeah,
it wasn't like a Final Four MVP.
Yeah, I mean, Rob G, unless I'm wrong, if it was a final game, obviously it's AD.
Okay.
You could even argue final four, but certainly the whole tournament would have been LeBron. Rob G, what, you have any details on that?
No, you're exactly right. They weighed the entire tournament, and LeBron James through the course of the tournament was absolutely sensational.
Sure. Right, right. So they also are going to, and we're going to get into what this may mean for LeBron's legacy, if anything, but they are going to hang the banner. Now, this is a team, what they got, 17 championships, and they are going to hang the banner from the in-season tournament. And Rob G, lifelong Laker fan, is not happy about this. Rob G, give us the details.
Yeah, we don't hang Pacific Division championships. We don't hang Western Conference championships. We only hang NBA championships. However, starting on December 18th against the New York Knicks, the Lakers will unveil an in-season tournament banner. It'll be a different shape and color than the title banner, so you can tell the difference. And they're only going to hang one with open space underneath it so that they can, assuming they win more going forward, just add the extra years that they end up
open
winning.
Open space beneath.
You know, so, I was going to say in-season tournament champion.
There's only
going to
be one banner.
They'll update it, yes.
Right. I got to be honest. I like it. As long as they separate it, it's like in a different place, or, you know, it's clearly differentiated from the championship banners. And I get it. You're right. They don't hang Western Conference banners even. And they are the Lakers, the glamour franchise of the NBA. But I think this goes further in legitimizing the tournament.
Exactly.
Which I think is good, right? I think 5-10 years from now, this will be kind of a big deal. Nobody wants it to be as big as a championship. It shouldn't be. But it is a fairly big deal. And I got to be honest, Rob G, I'm fine with it. I don't think it's Bush League. I don't think it's beneath the Lakers. I think this helps legitimize it.
Well, here's the thing. If you have the tournament and you're taking it seriously like the NBA wants the players to do tap, tap, New Orleans Pelicans, are you awake? Are you here? The little Vegas flu?
Are you hungry? Yeah, you know that. Some of them, at least.
But if you want people to take it seriously, this is the way to do it, right? This is the way to do it. And while I think the overarching thing about the in-season tournament, the most damning quote is LeBron saying, when you guys give us something to play for, you see what's out there, like you're guaranteed, like, you know, that's what your guaranteed contract is for, LeBron, in the regular season. Have something to play for, right? But
I
digress.
Right.
If we're going to go ahead and do this thing, might as well do it to the fullest. I don't have a problem with them hanging the banner either. And let's be honest, if the Pacers had won that game and they hung the banner, I don't even know if we're even talking about it being an issue. The only reason why we're talking about it may potentially be an issue is because it's LeBron James that'll be one of the people on the court when the banner's hung.
Rob G, what is your issue with it as a Laker fan? Seriously.
It's because the Lakers have a standard that's different than everyone else in the NBA. And them and the Celtics, the only ones who only hang championship banners. Everybody
else.
But
that's because they have so many.
Well, that's because we have a different standard of winning. If we were Kings, then sure. If you're the Utah Jazz, fine. But not the Lakers, not the Celtics.
I get that, like, you could say, well, winning the Pacific Division or certainly the Western Conference Finals is bigger than winning this tournament, which is true and always will be. But I do think, and I've said this, Martin, years from now, I think people will add this tournament into the debates about players. Like, I think I brought this example up. If Victor Wembanyama and Chet Holmgren end up having this great individual rivalry, right?
Right.
And you're debating which one was better. I think obviously your individual stats will be a factor. Championships, obviously, if they should win some.
Sure. All-stars.
And then I think you'll be able to throw, and I'm not saying it'll be a deciding factor. I'm not saying it'll be a huge factor. But a factor at least would be, and so-and-so won 5 in-season tournaments, so the other guy only won 2 or hasn't won any and lost 2 in 2 of the championship games. Like, I think it'll become something, and I think, like I said, hanging the banner, especially when you're the Lakers, does, I think, feed into my belief that later on in time, as years go by, this will become a factor.
I disagree there. I don't imagine. I mean, if we're splitting hairs to that degree, leave me out of the conversation.
Well, we do, though. No, we do, though. But I mean, we really do, Martin. When we talk about LeBron versus Jordan or any other comparison, when you're talking about the all-time greats, I always say this, you nitpick. You right. have to, because they're so awesome and fantastic. LeBron James is phenomenal. Michael Jordan is phenomenal. The difference is minuscule.
Sure. But I think that what this is with the in-season tournament is more akin to the play-in tournament, where this is another opportunity for the league to quote-unquote make stars. Like, Ja Morant in the bubble had one of the best games we've ever seen him play in the play-in tournament, and then followed that one up next season with another one in the play-in tournament, and then his team was the top of the West for a while. Now, obviously, he's in his own situation right now, throwing chest passes in the courtroom, which is an entirely different conversation. But his star rose in those play-in tournament games, right? Tyrese Halliburton, his star has risen to a higher level than it ever would have. Right. I shouldn't say than it ever would have, but than it would has already,
than it
right?
was, right?
Than it was now. His star has risen. This is going to be another opportunity for the, like you said, the Victor Wembanyamas, the Chet Holmgrens. While they're not necessarily having the overall team success, Chet Victor at the time, but it'll give them an opportunity to get on the main stage, play some games that have some stakes, because realistically, for Victor Wembanyama's career right now, they're not playing meaningful games at all this season. Neither Detroit Pistons are playing meaningful games at all this season. If you're able to go and have a guy like Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, but the Lakers are, and they took it seriously.
Well, I think which is a great sign for the league.
And I agree. I think some
me.
Other teams didn't, Martin. I mean, the fact that Denver wasn't in the finals or even the final four, and some of these other top teams weren't either. I mean, Boston and Milwaukee made it and then got beat. So I do think that the Lakers took it more seriously than some other teams, or started to take it seriously before these. Like LeBron, to me, clearly. Made up
he
in
wanted
his
to
mind,
win it.
Yeah, that he wanted to win it. Now, so let's go there. Do you think this did anything for his legacy at all?
No. I think at this point you're cemented in. Unless he's pulling down more Larry O'Briens, you're pretty much cemented in whichever camp you're in, whether you got the Jordan or LeBron debate going on. You're pretty much feet planted at this point. I don't think it does much for his overall legacy and long-term success unless, somebody else gets four championships and two in-season tournaments. I can't bring myself to
– where are you at on the – I don't even know who you got, Jordan or LeBron.
I'll go with Jordan.
Okay.
I'll go with Jordan.
You got Jordan. You got LeBron number two, though?
Sure.
Yeah. that dang. You no. just dissed the king.
I'm not dissing him at all.
There was no conviction in that.
No, LeBron is the best basketball player of my generation, right? Which
you got him number two. Okay.
Yeah, that's without a doubt.
I mean, you said it like, if I said Kareem, yeah, sure.
To me, what LeBron has done, the longevity is one of the things that I think will never be matched in the NBA. Boy, in terms of him still being like one of the arguably top three, top five players in the NBA 21 years later, his career's got a drinking license. I mean, his career could go out and buy a beer. That's ridiculous to me. But in terms of the in-season tournament,
longevity is incredible.
I think it's something, again, that's going to put guys like a Tyrese Halliburton, who is playing at an all-star level, who you may not have seen on national TV until the All-Star game, right? But the thing that's huge is we look at the NBA, they treat players differently than the NFL does. The NBA is much more about the partnerships with the players. Right. LeBron buying into this only benefits the league. And right. I think when you look at a guy, I will never forget Patrick Beverley in the bubble when all that was reported out. When Patrick Beverley, who was a member of the Clippers at the time, said, "We're doing what LeBron does in regards to playing out the rest of the season after Jacob Blake was shot in Wisconsin. We're doing what LeBron says to do," right? Because let's be honest, LeBron is a major tastemaker in the NFL and the NBA. He's absolutely. One of the people who, LeBron saying this is real, makes it real for a lot of other people. Right. So I think it was honestly commendable by his part, because if this is the league that he's a part of,
if he takes it seriously, then other players are going to take it seriously.
Exactly.
And that was good for him. All right. Speaking of serious, my goodness, Shohei Ohtani, or as Rob Parker would say, Shohei me the money, Ohtani. Got 700 mil, Martin. Or did he? Right. We're going to talk about that next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/I100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. All right, the best player in baseball, Shohei Ohtani, signed a $700 million deal, 10 years, $700 million with the Los Angeles Dodgers. But there's a twist. Rob G, give us the details on this thing.
It's an unprecedented move, something that had Martin Weiss shaking his head in the side studio. He was really upset about it. You mentioned 10 years, $700 million. However, Ohtani is deferring more than 97% of that amount, $680 million to be exact, to come after the length of the contract. So he's basically signing a 10-year, $20 million contract that's going to end in 2033. And then 2034 to 2043, he'll be getting another $680 million.
Let me say this. I actually think it is smart to defer money. And I don't even know if you can do it. I don't think you can do it in any sport but baseball. And Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, but I wish, like, say, you know, you hear about a lot of these athletes going broke, and for a guy that's got a $300 or $400 million contract, I think it'd be very smart to defer some of that contract, like, say, until after you retired. You can live very, very lavishly on, say, $10 million a year. And I mean, and even less, obviously.
Sure.
But if you just keep $10 million a year, say you got a $40 million contract and you defer half of it, you know, and you live off 20 and then you defer $20 million per year, you know, till, you know, for 10 years after you retire or whatever. I think guys would be in a lot better shape. But here, this is what's odd to me about this. Number one, baseball does not have a salary cap. Now, I know they've got taxes and things like that if you hit a certain threshold. Mm-hmm. But still, you don't have a salary cap like other sports like football and basketball, which keeps you from signing other players. And two, he is deferring so much of it. Now, again, you can live well off $2 million. But that's an amount, Martin, that I'm baffled. I wouldn't even defer that much, you know, and just live off the $2 million for the next 10 years, each, you know, year for the next 10 years. I think that amount he's deferring is incredible. And last thing I'll say about it, I hope that deferred amount, that he's got something, some clauses or something, where he can invest that money. Like, that money can be invested if he wants to, because if it's just going to sit there and it's not, the interest is not going to accrue as fast as inflation. And so that $680 million in 10 years won't be 680.
Nope.
It would maybe be 650 or so, you know, whatever the amount, but it won't be 680 in 10 years. So hopefully that, I mean, they're smart people, I'm sure. They're looking at things like that. I'm just saying I hope that they do that. But what are your thoughts on this?
Well, my thing, if you want to defer the money, that's up to you. I think especially when you got, Rob G told me earlier that Shohei is pulling in like $50 million in endorsements.
Well, that's true. I hadn't even thought about that. You're right. That's so very true.
Able
that's
to offset some of the you know actual player salary money. Me personally, I need my money up front and on time, but that's, that's me. I don't understand how you don't get any points on the package. Like, how are you not negotiating interest into this deal? And, like, Bobby Bonilla got 8% interest on his contract, and they get paid out.
Well, that's why I'm – is it definite that he's not doing that? Because, like I said, I hope he's doing something like that.
That's what I've seen reported, that there's going to be no interest. Now, here's the rub of it, though, Chris. He will be paying the taxes of where he lives at the time. So California, obviously, has some of the highest income taxes in the country. I imagine Shohei might make his permanent residence back in Japan or somewhere else, maybe Florida or somewhere else, Texas, where he's not paying income tax. We can take home more of that money as opposed to paying taxes on it
and
right now.
And he'll just be paid on the taxes on the $2
million? Yes. So he'll be paying taxes on $2 million because L.A. is his primary residence. And, of course, the jock tax where he has to pay taxes in all the other states thanks to Michael Jordan and the money that he was bringing in.
So if he defers it, so in 10 years, if he gets, say, the $680 million, if he's living in a city or state where there's no tax,
sure,
then he can get the whole 680.
Right, or back in Japan. I don't know what the international tax laws are. Right. I'm sorry, I didn't brush up on my international relations prior to the show. But that's the only way it makes sense to me. There's got to be some level of defer. Like, there's got to be some level of where he's not going to just be taking a bath on all of the inflation that he would have gotten over the time period, because it's nonsensical to me to stretch this thing out as long as he did. But again, if you're making $50 million in endorsements, you can save some money for the team to go out. Now, the real question is, what are the Dodgers going to do with the money that they quote unquote saved? Right? Are they going to go and fill the rest of this roster? Because, like, now, when you sign a $700 million contract, no matter how long it's deferred for, you're expecting some type of return on that investment, all right? And that return will be World Series rings, right? Sure. So it does, like...
Well, and they're also going to get a return in just all the, you know, the money he's going to bring being the best player in the sport and the most unique player we've ever seen.
Sure, but you got to win. Like, you got to win.
Yeah, of course.
Seen Dave Roberts, you know, and the Dodgers kind of struggle in the postseason since the 2021 that had, like, swept by the Diamondbacks. I think if Shohei Ohtani's there, do they automatically win that series? I can't call it.
Well,
I know
look,
they don't get swept.
That ain't baseball, man. I mean, really. You can't say they could sign Shohei, Juan Soto, and Mike Trout, and you couldn't guarantee they're going to win the World Series. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, baseball's different. It's not like basketball, we knew Golden State's winning it,
sure.
Right? Miami's winning it when they had the Heatles. Like, that's not the case in baseball. And so, look, I
think didn't used to be the case in baseball. Somebody making $700 million.
Well, it didn't used to be the case.
This is double Mookie Betts contract.
It didn't used to be the case. You kept, you know, your players longer than you used to when they didn't have as much movement. But nowadays, man, they couldn't even make the playoffs in Anaheim. Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, and some other good players. I mean, so now, again, I think they'll be good. I think Shohei will win a World Series, and I think very possibly multiple, but I definitely think he will win at least one World Series with the Dodgers. And let's face it, Martin, their problem is not a lack of talent. Now, you got to have some pitching, of course. You always got to have good pitching. But their problem has not been lack of talent, man. They've been the best team, arguably, in the league for the last 10 years.
Sure.
You know, the best team to me is generally the best team in each league tends to be determined over the 162. You know, anything can happen in baseball in a 7-game series. But the dude is awesome. And, I mean, he got so much money. I don't even know. It'll be interesting what he's planning to do with all this money.
I just know, I'm not in the business of trying to give a billionaire an interest-free loan. Like, I would have to need my money up front, brother.
I'd like him to be like I said, I think it's smart to defer some. This is an amount that's incredible to me to defer. And I also think, I don't know what he's looking to do. My philosophy is when you get that type of money, then to me, it's about what can I do to impact the world. I mean, seriously, like LeBron James type money, Shohei Ohtani now, that type of money. I'm really trying to impact the world. It's not just about me individually and my family. I mean, come on, money's never going to be an issue for you anymore.
I mean, Chris, and so, Shohei Ohtani could pay out the remaining contracts of every NFL running back right now.
Oh, gosh, easily.
he could sit there and write the checks himself. We're watching two football games right now, Monday Night Football. Right. Saquon Barkley's crying to get paid. Well, just call Shohei. He can write you the check.
Right, right. All right, well, we'll see how it works out for Mr. Ohtani. All right, keep it locked here on the iCouple. Chris Broussard, Martin Weitz. The Philadelphia Eagles dropped two straight. Bad sign or just a bad game or two? Bad couple of weeks. That's next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Martin Weitz is in for Rob Parker. Did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's right. That's why with your Discover card, you've got access to 24-hour 7-day-a-week customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability. All that means that you are never, ever held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. Martin, you want to talk about Nick Sirianni. You think he's getting a little bit of a pass for the Eagles' struggles?
Well, I think we're all kind of excusing the Eagles' struggles right now as they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. And I think it's really hard for me to square it especially when I'm seeing how much success that Shane Steichen, offensively, if nothing else, is having in Indianapolis right now with his backup quarterback, Jonathan Taylor, in and out of the lineup. Those guys have really offensively been very impressive. Had 20 points, the only team in the NFL that had 20 points in a game for a long stretch up until the middle of November. 20 points in every game. And then when you look at Philadelphia offensively and defensively, I think they're just not necessarily striking fear into teams in the same way. One of the things that makes the 49ers year in, year out, they've been, I mean, with Jimmy Garoppolo, with Brock Purdy, they are consistently in the playoffs, competing in the championship game, in the Super Bowl. While they haven't gone all the way there yet and finished it, they're still always at the dance. One of the things that is, I think, makes Kyle Shanahan a really, really good head coach is his ability to replace guys after they leave. They have lost two different defensive coordinators to head coaching positions in the last 5 years. Didn't miss a beat. They've lost all types of offensive minds. We're looking at one coach right now with Michael McDaniel, Bobby Slowick in Houston. They've lost a ton of just coordinator talent, but yet Shanahan seems to have the ability to be hiring the right people. And because you don't see a big drop-off when it comes to what they're doing on the field week in, week out. They have consistently, in the Shanahan era, as long as they have a healthy enough quarterback that crosses about the Mendoza line, right? I'm not saying that he's a miracle worker and can turn C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins into world beaters, but he's found a way to get it done with guys like Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy, who, you know,
One of the things that it's allowed them to, in regard to the coordinators, but, you know, they take an opposite approach to most other teams in the league, where it's like other teams, you pay your quarterback, right? And sure. Now you fit guys around them. They're not paying their quarterback. That's why they wanted Trey Lance. And, you know, they got fortunate that Brock Purdy ended up being good, you know, when Trey struggled. And so they're not paying Brock Purdy anything so they can build all that, you know, pay all these players around them.
But a big part of that to me is that's coaching the guy up. A lot of it, like, I'm not trying to take anything away.
They couldn't coach up Trey.
What's that?
They couldn't coach up Trey.
I mean, Trey Lance might not be any good. Like, there's levels to it. To me, like, Brock Purdy is better than Trey Lance.
I mean, right? You know the Eagles are 10-3.
I do understand.
I mean, you're talking about them like they 6-7. They got the same record as the Niners.
And well, I'm saying we'll
they
see how the Eagles
Kansas
finish
City.
Down the season.
They beat Buffalo.
Chris,
they beat some good teams. They beat Dallas.
They're one of the worst third down defenses in the NFL. Offensively, I think if they're not in third and fourth and short, if they're out of brotherly shove range, they haven't had the same type of offensive just efficiency going forward.
They haven't been quite as good, obviously, as last year.
And that,
but they're 10-3, and they ain't a Steelers 2020 or whatever year that was, 10-3. They are legit 10-3.
I mean, sure, the Steelers were a legit 10-3 too. So were the Vikings of last year.
So there's
with double-digit wins.
There's Fugazi as the Vikings last year.
I didn't say
what
you're
saying.
I didn't say that.
No, you did say that. I mean, when I brought them up, you compared them to the Vikings and the Steelers, who were Fugazi a few years ago.
To me,
I mean, they did go to the Super Bowl last year. They have beaten Dallas this
Chris,
year. And
that was when they had the coordinators that they don't have no more. That's
the
whole point.
They beat Dallas this year. They beat Dallas this year, bro. And they beat Kansas City.
Again,
and they beat Buffalo.
Kansas.
And they beat
Miami.
You
want to talk about another team missing coordinators? Kansas City. Yeah. I think that Sean Desai and Brian Johnson might be in a little bit over their head with the Super Bowl talent roster.
Is Kansas City not legit this year?
Are they?
Yeah. Look, I picked Baltimore to win the AFC in the preseason. I'm sticking with that. I feel fine with that. But I am not in the least bit even close to writing off the Chiefs in the AFC. Are you?
No, I'm not. But do you see that offensively?
They have simply gone from being a favorite to now just a contender like the other elite teams.
Oh, and I would say Philadelphia is in the same boat.
I agree.
Philadelphia, like, to me, you want to look at the 49ers, you want to say they're the same as the 49ers. Name me the massive injuries that the Eagles have had in the last stretch,
well,
like the 49ers did when they were
0-3. Their quarterback's banged up.
He's out the field. I'm sorry.
But
I know they're talking
I'm
about
saying.
His knee.
Like
he ran it. He didn't seem to have a trouble with his knee
like
as he ran it
game.
In.
When Rob Woodson brought up the run game, that's one of the major reasons the run game is not what it was last year.
Now, who's calling
because
those plays?
Because he's not running like he used to.
Who's calling those plays?
No, but I'm saying I think he's limited. And I agree. Look, I agree. I spent all first things first. We talked about it. And Sean Desai, the defensive coordinator, is getting on my nerves. He got to figure something out. Now, the offense, I'm not as concerned. Yes, Dallas, look, give the Cowboys credit. They held them without a touchdown. So we'll see if the offense is a problem. But the offense moved the ball yesterday. They just had all these turnovers, the three turnovers.
Oh, you know.
The offense
how
is
was
six
the play,
in the
Mrs.
league.
Lincoln?
The
there
offense
you go.
Is six in the – it's one game. The offense is six in the league in scoring. They're averaging 26, darn near 27 points a game. I think the offense is okay. To me, it's the defense. And that's where, like, I agree, Desai's got to figure something out. And ultimately, that does come down to the head coach, Sirianni.
The so one I'm who with hired
you
there. Him.
I'm just saying you were talking about them like, you know, like I said, like they're struggling to make the playoffs.
No,
they're still going to probably win the NFC East.
I disagree with that. I think the Cowboys win the NFC East.
Who going to beat them?
The Cowboys just did. Seattle, I think the Cowboys went out.
They got Seattle. Well, even if they went out, if Philadelphia wins out, they're going to be the division winner.
I wouldn't be – Seattle play. What's it –
Seattle's
not.
Tough. Now, if they get past Seattle, though, they got the Giants twice and then Arizona. Now, look, anything can happen in the NFL any given Sunday. But I'm saying they control their destiny. If they went out, they will have the tiebreaker over Dallas, even though they got the same record and split the regular season matchups.
The year that Philly went to the Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback, that offense was clicking on all cylinders, even after Jalen Hurts got what I thought was a sprained AC joint in the Chicago game in like week 12 of last year. This year, they have not looked nearly the same. They're not nearly as efficient, and they pointed at two people. It's the offensive and defensive coordinators, and that's something that I think, as we spent much time talking about in Kansas City, has a major impact and effect. And if you don't hire the right people to replace people, that's how your era ends. That's all I'm saying.
Right? All right, see, speaking of end, your rant is ending. It's the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. Keep it
this
live.
Guy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Martin, is it just me? This song, I'm sorry. Yin Yang Twins Christmas just don't do it for me. Neither does DMX's, to be honest.
DMX's, that's a cultural classic at this point. But
his Christmas one?
Yeah, come on. I mean, that's perfect. That's perfect to me.
It don't get you in the Christmas spirit, man.
Hey, first, rest in peace, D. I love that song. But I'll say this. God. I told our board up on Saturdays, it's not really Christmas to me unless Luther Vandross, our little 8-year-old black Michael Jackson, is singing. So outside of those two, you can leave it. You can leave it.
Okay. Well, we got some funk. And Martin, I mean, Alex be in them crates. He got some stuff for you. A little Lou Rawls that'll get you bumping, for real. All right, we are live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. As we wrap up the Odd Couple, we're going to bring in Rob G., to give us a little something about what's happening Monday night. The Miami Dolphins down. This is unforgivable for them to be losing to the Tennessee Titans 10-7 at the half in a game they need if they want to try to get that first seed in the AFC And I get that Tyreek Hill is out. Maybe that just shows his value. But Rob G, bring us up to speed on this.
You mentioned it, Chris. They're down 10-7 at half in a game where they have not scored an offensive point. All right, the high-flying Miami Dolphins at home against a 4-8 Titans team, 0-6 on the road, and they're losing 10-7. The big story, though, Tyreek Hill. He caught a short swing pass, was getting tackled out of bounds, and his ankle got rolled up on, and he laid on the turf for a few seconds before he sprung to his feet, sprinted to the sidelines, and Hard Rock Stadium's going crazy. Made a quick trip to the medical tent, was in there about a minute, came out, and since then, not only has he not entered the game, he hasn't put his helmet on. He's had a towel around his neck. And all signs point to him being out for the rest of this game, which is puzzling, Chris, because as you mentioned, they're in the hunt for the one seed in the AFC.
And did they say anything on the halftime show? Like, what, anything, any updates on him?
No updates other than that he's questionable to return.
Wow.
How about
and
that?
And he wants to get out there. Because, I mean, look, obviously he wants the MVP. But even if he doesn't get the MVP award, I'm sure he wants to be the first wide receiver ever to get 2,000 yards. And not to mention win, right?
But, yeah, I think the win is probably right now first and foremost in his mind. He could even miss the rest of this game and still hit 2,000 yards at the pace that he's been going at.
Well, if he hits it in 16, yeah, that's more impressive.
Right, but to me, this is just showing what happens when you lose a – you know, top five deep threat in NFL history. That's how good Tyreek is, especially when you consider the deep ball. And this just goes to show you how offensively dynamic that guy is and how, you know, maybe we should be taking account the weapons that players have when we're talking about MVP.
Well, they weren't doing any damage when he was in, just keeping it real. It wasn't like he only played two series. Miami has, I think it is arguable that they have as much skill position talent as San Francisco.
I think top end.
The best receiver of the group is Tyreek.
Mm-hmm.
And Waddle is a great, Waddle's the number one playing number two next to Tyreek. And so I would say the two wide receivers for Miami are better. Now, Christian McCaffrey is the best running back of the bunch, but between Raheem Mostert, who's, I think he's second in the league in rushing, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but that's also the
and
guy
then,
the 49ers
and then you
moved
got
on
Devon
for to get Christian McCaffrey.
What was that?
That's the guy the 49ers moved on from after they got Christian
no,
McCaffrey.
No, right. I'm not saying he's as good as McCaffrey, but between him and Achane, That's a great running back group. That is and heck, let's not forget that Mostert helped San Francisco get to the Super Bowl a few years ago himself. And so he's a good running back. I agree that McCaffrey is the best running back of the bunch, but I'm saying Mostert is third in the league in rushing.
And to me,
averaging 5.1 yards a carry. McCaffrey's at 5.2, but Achane's at, like, shoot, 9 or something like that.
Yeah, I think Jalen Waddle also is a little bit overrated, honestly, at this point. He's don't get me wrong, he's good, but he's not necessarily the top level. He's not a top guy to me.
No, I wouldn't say top 5, but
I said top guy, like tier 1 to me. I think he's solidly tier 2 in terms of wide receivers.
I think he would be – but so you don't think he could be a number 1 receiver?
No.
Somewhere. Yeah, I think he could definitely be a number 1. But I agree, he's not like the top tier of receivers in the league. All right, Martin Weiss, excellent job, man.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Man. A lot of fun.
We'll do it again sometime.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, my man. All you, keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio. The iCouple is out, but Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are in. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.